Hey, what's going on, everyone out there in the internet world? This is John Lambrose, a.k.a. Boondocks, a.k.a. John Sawyer, a.k.a. the Rocky Mountain Madman, a.k.a. your mother's favorite wrestler, a.k.a. your ex-girlfriend's favorite wrestler. Notice I said ex and not current. A.k.a. the host with the most of the audio powerbomb known as the John Lambrose Show, coming to you now every week on Anchor FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. That's right, this podcast is now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, two very big platforms. Well, at least to me they are. They're platforms that I use, and there are platforms that feature many, many interesting podcasts, including The Steve Austin Show, Talk is Jericho, The Church of What's Happening Now, The Joe Rogan Experience, Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky. All interesting podcasts that I listen to can be heard on those network on those platforms, and now The John Lambrose Show can be heard on those show, on those platforms. So if you haven't done so already, subscribe. Feel free to give me a nice 5-star review because you love me. I know you love me. And if you don't yet, you will soon, because I'm just lovable. I'm the cutest fat guy you've ever seen. So cute. Why the hell am I saying that? Anyway, it is currently 4:43 a.m., February 2nd, 2019. I am coming to you from inside my bedroom at my house in an undisclosed location somewhere in New York. New York, New York, New York, New York. I don't think that's how Frank Sinatra would say it. But I'm coming to you because I'm fucking disgusted. Yeah, surprise, I'm not in exactly the best of moods right now. Let me paint a picture for you here and fill you in exactly on why, what has me pissed off at 4:45 in the morning that made me want to, you know, jump on and vent right here and right now on a podcast. Now, before I explode, I want to take a second here to let you guys know that you can follow the show on social media at Audio Powerbomb. That's at Audio Powerbomb on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow me on social media at Boondocks51193. It's at Boondocks51193 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead and give the show a follow. Give me a follow. Unless you're a gigantic creep, then don't follow me at all. Please stay out of my life. You're a sicko. Speaking of sickos, let's get to the main source of the podcast. And here we go. All right. Now, anybody who listened to episode 1 of the John Lambrose Show, if you listen to it from start to finish, then you are well aware of the story that I spoke so candidly on about a young woman who needs to be blacklisted from the wrestling business by the name of Priscilla Kelly. If you've never heard of Priscilla Kelly, it's no surprise. She's not really that much of a star. However, she made major, major wrestling news and gotten the headlines. No, not by being a part of the Mae Young Classic on the WWE Network, which she was involved in. But no, she doesn't want to be known for that. She wants to be known for something more disgusting. She made wrestling news by wrestling in a match on a show that didn't have a ring.
The show had no ring. The show, I believe it was Ultimate Bar Brawl. That's the name of the show. Ultimate Bar Brawl in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta. A very classy place from what I've heard. No disrespect if you're from there. So, at Ultimate Bar Brawl in Atlanta, Georgia, she was wrestling this girl whose name I don't know and don't really seem to see the need to look up. At one point during the match, and this was the point where I, along with millions of others seen on video, they're in the crowd, and there's this big opening in the crowd, kind of like a Fight Club looking kind of scenes scenario. She sits the girl on this chair, pulls out what looks like a bloody tampon, a bloody used tampon, goes over to the girl, sits on her lap like a stripper about to give a lap dance to a lucky young 21-year-old out celebrating his birthday, and proceeds to shove the tampon down the throat of, excuse me, disgusting, shoves it down her opponent's throat. Now, I already described everything in the first episode, and whether that spot was a giant work or not, it still was fucked up. The fact that any promoter would let that on a show, much less an outlaw pro wrestling show, which is what Ultimate Bar Brawl basically is, an outlaw pro wrestling show for an adult type crowd. The fact that any promoter will let that spot happen is disgusting. Absolutely despicable. She needs to be blacklisted from the business, and whoever the promoter is for Ultimate Bar Brawl Wrestling needs his license stripped, and he needs to be gone. Or she. I've never seen who the promoter is and don't plan on doing it either. Because I'm pretty sick of seeing examples of what scum look like. Scum human beings who are the absolute bottom of the barrel. And I'm talking the bottom where you gotta scrape the garbage off your shoe. The gum, sticky type garbage that you step on walking through city streets. So is that where I'm getting at for the main source of this week's podcast? No, because just when I thought that Priscilla Kelly was a one-hit wonder when it came to stupid shit, I was wrong. Because earlier this morning, I'm on Twitter, and I see that the disgusting little whore is at it again. This time, there's more people involved. Now, I am going to attempt, hopefully the audio will pick this up here, to read this article posted by Ryan Satin, or Satan, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but he's been seen on TMZ talking sports and pro wrestling, and he is a editor, or should I say writer, for ProWrestlingSheet.com. Thank you, Ryan, for posting this article that has got me stirred the fuck up right now. And I quote, "If you thought the video of Priscilla Kelly shoving a tampon in her opponent's mouth was bad, wait until you see this vomit-filled clip from her match last night." Before I continue, this article was posted on February 1st, 2019. It is currently February 2nd, 2019, so this happened last day of January, I think. Either that or the day before, but I digress. It all went down at the Ultimate Bar Brawl in Atlanta, where Kelly teamed with Darby Allin against Delilah Doom and Eli Everfly in a match with no ring. Ooh. The finish saw Priscilla, and I quote, throw up on Everfly atop of the bar, allowing Darby to roll him up for a three count. A disgusted Eli then began to throw up himself due to being grossed out. The replay of the event can be found on the Fight app and includes Ken Shamrock. That's right. MMA legend, world-class athlete, former WWE superstar, one of the baddest men to ever step into the octagon, Ken Shamrock, wrestling Tom Lawler. The fact that Ken Shamrock was on the same event as this bullshit, that's just another, you know, that's a whole nother episode of the John Lambro show in its own right. That's a whole nother episode right there. But where do I start here? No, and with the article comes a video to the match, or I guess a video to that spot right there, which I'm not going to share. I'm not going to post it on Facebook. I'm not going to share it to the show's pages. If you want to see it, you can look it up yourself. I didn't see a video, but I did see a GIF from the match. A GIF, of course, being like a, it's like an emoji, but it shows like a 3-second, you know, visual image with no audio. You know, and it's showing something like if you want to see a GIF of a car passing by, you know, or if you want to see a GIF of a bird flying away, or if you want to see a GIF of a kitten meowing, you know, you'll see the cat meow, but you won't really hear him meow, you know. This was a GIF during the match of Priscilla Kelly's tag team partner grabbing Priscilla by the throat. And kind of like a weird 50 Shades of Grey flirting matter, you know, only to see Priscilla Kelly spit in her own tag team partner's mouth. I don't know which grossed me out more. The fact that she spit. You can hear me reacting here. This is not a work by any means. Why am I even talking about this? Yeah, I promised to talk about major headlines here in the wrestling community, along with reviews from the shows, you know, but, you know, this just has me pissed off to no end. Anybody in the business with a brain, you know, it'll have them pissed off too. I can't wait to hear what Jim Cornette has to say about this. But I don't know which has me more grossed out here. The fact that Ken Shamrock was on the same show. The fact that this girl went from a bloody tampon, work or not, to legitimately throwing up on her opponent on the bar, to spitting in her own tag team partner's mouth. What the fuck? What's next? Huh? What's next? Taking a crap on the ground and throwing it like a monkey at your opponent? Or doing an R. Kelly spot and urinating on your opponent while he's passed out on the floor? There are days. Literally, there are days where at first I'll think to myself, you know, maybe I shouldn't have quit the business the way I did. back in December of 2016. Maybe I should have stuck around and, you know, gave my all, considering that the business was changing and that I was with one of the biggest indie companies in Long Island, New York. You know, maybe I should have stuck around just to see how I turned out, how I would have turned out. And then I see shit like this and what, and all the stuff Priscilla Kelly's doing, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Never mind. I'm glad that I left. I'm not saying wrestling's dead, but it sure as hell is sinking. What I say is we get dumb fucks like Priscilla out of the business and go back to tradition, the way wrestling used to be. Yeah, there's some stuff in there for shock value, but nothing like this. This stuff is just pointless horseshit. Bring the business back to how it used to be. Back in 2003, back in 1998, back in the 80s, back in the 70s, back in the 60s. Bring those days back, where it was more about entertaining the audience and the boys doing their job, but still staying safe and no one getting that badly hurt or that badly demoralized and shamed in public. And keep the freaks out. There's a place for people like that. It's called jail. You nasty motherfuckers. One more thing. If you're a wrestling fan and you saw what Priscilla Kelly has done before, and you saw what she's done recently, and if you by any means are defending her, go fuck yourself.